a crossroads in the Catholic Church. The country's bishops overwhelmingly agreed to draft a document with a section laying out conditions under which Catholic politicians may receive communion. Despite objections from the Vatican, some bishops want the teaching document to state that politicians who support abortion rights must be denied the sacrament.
It seems to me this is an unprecedented situation in the country. We've never had a situation like this where the executive is a Catholic president who is opposed to the teaching of the church.
The president was asked about the measure today at a COVID-19 vaccine event.
The Catholic bishops are moving on this resolution that would prevent you and others who've supported abortion from receiving communion. Are you concerned about the rift in the Catholic Church, and how do you feel personally about that?
That's a private matter, and I don't think that's going to happen. Thank you.
The Biden's faith is on display at home and abroad. Here, the president and first lady dropped in for morning mass at an England Catholic church on the final day of the G7 summit.
So the doors opened up, and President Biden and Dr. Jill Biden walked in and just sat at the pew just across from me. So, I feel a little bit amazed.
Meanwhile, many bishops are hopeful this future document will give their congregations clarity on the controversial issue, but some worry a rush decision could further divide America.
And I can't help but wonder if the years 2022 and 2024 might be part of the rush. And I think we need to be real careful not to get embroiled in the political situation.
Of course, he's referring to the upcoming elections. The text of the proposal, though, itself has not been written, and it would ultimately require approval by a two-thirds majority vote. The bishops are expected to vote on whether to formally adopt it in November. Nicole?